The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, Andy Brownell, News Talk 1340 KROC AM, 96.9 FM with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I shared the news before we turned on the microphones that I'm now a grandpa.
Yay, I love it. I love it. That is so exciting.
Yeah, my daughter gave birth yesterday morning early to a little girl. So, exciting times.
So happy. Well, maybe next year at the Gwaltney Group picnic, they can come and then her and little Jordy can play. Isn't that crazy? It's so crazy how fast they grow. It is so crazy. It's right before our eyes. Boom.
Yeah. Everybody tells me this is almost better than parenthood because.
Well, it is.
You get to send them home with mom and dad.
Well, and we don't have the, it's just all fun. It's not even about sending them home because I really wish I could just take him home. I'm like, you guys, could I just, they're like, no, mom, you cannot have the baby. But I mean, the truth is that we know how fast raising our kids went. We know that at that time we were worried about rushing out the door, getting where we have to be on time. You just kind of miss some of it. And the second time around, it's like, okay, it's all about the fun stuff and the highlights and not missing anything. And yeah, it's awesome.
Look forward to it. That's for darn sure.
Yeah. I mean, listen to me.
Well, we're here to talk about real estate today, though. So,
well, people need bigger houses when babies are born. So it's all connected, Andy. It's all connected. True. I had a guy call me this week, a guy that listens to this show, and hopefully he's listening right now. And he was so cute. And he told me that he had land to sell in California, a house. And he knew that I could help him because he knew I knew people. And immediately when I don't know California. So when I put it out on my group, one of the guys that I know very, very well said, that's my area. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. So I was able to call him back and say, yes, I do have somebody. But my point was, he goes, Robin, I listen to you every week because I don't think real estate is that exciting of a topic, but somehow you make a boring topic fun to listen to. Maybe it's because we don't stay on topic. I don't know.
Well, then I guess maybe we better get to the boring stuff, huh?
All right.
The market report.
Got it. So currently we have 326 active homes on the market in Rochester. And we have 180 pending, which means they're under contract, but they haven't yet closed. All right. So in the last 6 months, we've had 1,040 houses close.
That's up from the last time you talked.
Yep, it is. It is.
Now, I've been stuck in the low 900s for months.
Uh-huh. Yep. And so this is the thing. We have people say, oh my God, there's so much inventory. The market's saturated. Well, it depends on what you're comparing it to, guys, because if you go back to pre-COVID days, if you go back to 2019, we definitely had more inventory then than we do now. But I'll tell you what we do have, okay? In the up to $100,000 price range, we have two houses. And at the rate they've been selling, that means we have 2 months worth of inventory. So, right. And then between 100 and 200, we have 14 houses, and we only have 1.3 months worth of inventory. Between 200 and 300, 45 houses for sale, but that's only 1 month worth of inventory. Because remember, 1,040 have sold in the last 6 months. So you're going to figure out in a hurry what price range those houses were in. Between 300 and 400, there are 77 homes, and that's 1.5 months worth of inventory. Between 400 and 500, there's 42 more, and that's only 1.7 months worth of inventory. So are you hearing this? 1.5 months, 1.7 months, 1 month, 1.3 months. This is hardly a saturated market, you guys. Hardly a saturated market.
Put that in perspective. Before the pandemic, I remember you and I would be talking about these same types of numbers, and we would go, oh, that's less than 3 months of inventory. That's getting really low.
Right, right. Or even less than 6 months we were excited about at one point. So I remember when we used to have to list a house for 12 months. I haven't listed a house for 12 months in a lot of years. But, you know, it used to be, I now feel like if I can't get your house sold in 6 months, well, I don't want to list it, you know, because it's like 6 months we should be able to get a property sold. Now, that doesn't mean there's not that unicorn that does take longer because it's a really unique property or it's a really expensive property or, you know, something sets it apart. But sure. For the most part, between 500 and 600, we have another 42 homes and we have 2.9 months worth of supply in that price range. So they're not moving quite as quick. And we've talked about this. It's because that's a move up house and because people are locked in at that interest rate that they either purchased at or refinanced at, and it starts with a 2 or a 3, they're having a tougher time letting go. But sure. I want to come back to interest rates, okay? So after I finish this, remind me.
Okay.
All right. Between 700 and 800, there's another 13 homes. We've got 2 months worth of supply in that price range. Between 800 and 900, we have 4.7 months worth of supply with only 14 homes. So that's a slow moving price point. Between 900,000 and a million, we've got 4.5 months worth of inventory. Now, this is where things really are slowing down. I don't know if you remember this, but there was a time when those $1 million and up houses were flying off the shelves. As a matter of fact, I remember a few of these reports where the $1 million and $1.5 million and $2 million were selling in fewer days than 500 to 600,000. I mean, it was really wild. Well, right now we've got 8 houses between $1 million and $1.2 million. And those homes are on the market on the average, let's see here, number of days, 207.
Okay.
So we've got 5.3 months worth with just those 8 houses. And then between $1.2 million and $1.3 million, there are 7 of those, and the average days in that price range is 245, okay? That's 10 months worth of supply. Between $1.3 million and $1.4 million, we have 10. And that is another 10 months worth of supply because those are sitting on the market an average of 225 days. And then $1.4 million, we have $1.4 million and above, we have 14 homes on the market. 14 homes more than $1.4 million in Rochester, Minnesota. And that's 182 days on the market. So on average, they're sitting out there 6 months. Okay. And so yeah, we have 7 months worth of inventory in that price range. So, but if you look at, you take into consideration all the low numbers in the low end price range, overall, it still averages only 1.9 months worth of inventory.
Right. That's amazing. And then you go back to the more expensive homes, the valuable, you know, the luxury homes. I remember when we would do these reports and you would come on and say, oh, gosh, we actually have 4 houses over $1 million for sale in the market.
Yes.
Now that's dozens.
Yes. It's so crazy. And that's just, I mean, it's really, it's wild. It's coming. It's coming. I read something and I loved it. It said, you know, because I was talking about all of these new projects that are coming. Gosh, there's a lot of them. You know, Lennar, I talked about Pulte doing that gated community, that Del Webb community, which will have, you know, hundreds of houses. And now Lennar bought all that land northwest. Well, they're going to have what, 900 new houses. And I think there's a rental project going up on Badger Hills that's going to be like, I think that one was 180 units. And then a rental project down on the riverfront that's going to be 375 units. It's like there are a lot of what we need them. They wouldn't be coming if we didn't need them.
And so, even with these developments, they're still projecting we're going to be short.
Of course. And so what I was reading is we all think of Rochester, and how many times have you heard me say this? We all think of Rochester as a big, small town, right?
Yep.
And it's been that way forever. It's been that way forever. I was just talking to Donna at the office saying, gosh, we have like, Brett has four of his classmates that are also real estate agents here in the RE/MAX office. I mean, it's just a small town, right? We're all connected. We all know each other, but yeah, it has a big population instead of a small population. But what I read was, and I wish I could take credit for this because I think it's very appropriate, is Rochester will transition before our eyes. We'll all see it over the course of the next 10 to 15 years from a big, small town to a small, big city.
Huh.
Right? Because we're seeing it. Yep, we are seeing it. And I was kind of chuckling this week when I did my little bit on Midwest Access. We're hearing luxury, luxury, luxury. I'm like, I guess we're just becoming kind of a luxury little town. Because,
that's surprising, though, actually, when you look at the concentration of professionals in the community.
Yeah. Well, so, anyway.
We should probably take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to remind you to talk about interest rates.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.com. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back and good morning. We are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. And Robin, if we're done with the market report, I'm supposed to remind you to talk about interest rates.
Yes. All right. So I do a lot of one-on-one time with my team members, right? And so this past week, we have on Tuesdays something that we call Connect Day. So we come together, I buy lunch, we talk about what's going on in the real estate world, what struggles have we faced this week, how have our interactions been with other realtors across town or within the company. You know, we share all of this stuff so that we're all enlightened, right? And one of the newer agents said, I just keep struggling because people tell me they don't want to buy now. And I say, what is their, you know, what's holding them back? And he said, well, they say the interest rate is so high. I said, okay, let's do some research right now. So we opened up AI and we started creating some charts. And I said, let's look at the average interest rate from 1975 to 2025. Let's look at 40 years of interest rates, right?
Yep.
1985.
Okay.
40 years. Yeah, 40 years. So I said, let's look at 40 years of interest rates. And what do you think the average interest rate was in the past 40 years?
7.5%.
You are so dang close. 7.1% is the average. Okay. So I'm like, you guys, 7.1 is the average over a span of 40 years. We are the professionals in the industry. We need to be the ones educating people. So when somebody says, the interest rates are so high, and that's when we have to step up and say, listen, the interest rates are not high. As a matter of fact, the interest rates are really good because right now they just keep going down, 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 down. I think they're hovering at about 6.5% is what I'm seeing when I'm looking at 30-year fixed rates being locked in for our clients, lower if it's 15 years. You know, there's always some different facts that come into play. But anyway, everybody knows that the feds are probably going to drop the rates in September when they meet next time. I mean, it's been pretty much said. We don't know how much, maybe a quarter of a percent, maybe a half a percent. Remember what I told you some months back, that it is a fact, a known fact, that every time the rates drop by 1%, 1 million buyers come back into the market.
So amazing.
people are very fixed on the interest rates. So now, why is that not such a good idea to sit and wait for the interest rates to go down? Because in the meantime, what do you suppose is happening to the prices of houses?
More competition means higher prices.
Right. So prices are just going to go up. And then we already talked about how we are sitting with less than 2 months worth of supply overall. So we are not in a saturated market. Even if you have noticed your neighbor's for sale sign has been up for 6 weeks, it's normal now. Okay. And that's the thing. Everybody's still so like, oh my God, I remember a couple of years back, you put a sold sign up, you put a for sale sign up, you put a sold sign up the next day. Yep, that's right, because we had a worldwide pandemic and the interest rates dropped really, really low to keep us all from imploding, right? So that definitely was a good thing, but it's not something that we necessarily want to go through again to get lower interest rates. So just know that the interest rates are great. And like I told my team, it's our job, it's my job to sit here on the radio and tell people the interest rates are great. And they really are. It might not feel like it to you because you know that you refinanced your current house for 3%. So it's definitely higher. It's double. But going forward, if you can afford a bigger house, don't make yourself stay there just because of your interest rate. I mean, I don't want anybody to do something that they can't comfortably afford, for sure. That's not the goal. But I also think people who say, oh, I'm going to save every penny I make so that when I turn 65 and retire, I can go travel the world. Well, you know what? How about just start traveling the world as you can, because there's no guarantees in life. And I feel the same way about this whole sticking with your interest rate, because it's the safe thing to do, even though people can completely afford to get what it is they want and where they'll be comfortable. You know, we started this show talking about babies. And it's like, as your family grows, you need more space. And if you can have it, don't let that interest rate be a roadblock for you. I mean, honestly, don't. The good news is Rochester, a lot of people are moving here to take jobs from other cities, states, et cetera. So staying in their current house isn't an option. And then they get here and they buy a house. And they're like, oh yeah, this payment's good. I can do this, because you know what? The other part is the house that you currently own, you probably have a lot more equity than you're realizing or thinking about. And when you take that equity out and pay it down on your new loan, that's obviously going to affect your payments too. So there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle.
So in other words, come in and talk to you about
this. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Because those rates, you know, again, right now we can go in and actually negotiate, because people think, oh man, my house has been on the market for 60 days. Is it ever going to sell? And if the realtor is on top of it and knows it's priced right, they're going to say, yes, it is. It's just that the average price range, or the average days on market for this price range, happens to be 65, and we're just hovering right there, or, you know, whatever it is. But because sometimes they're not always being educated, sellers do panic and they say, okay, yeah, we'll pay the closing costs, or okay, yeah, we'll put in this or that. I mean, so we actually have more room to negotiate right now than we've had in a long time. And I think it is a great opportune time for people. So if you want to know more, definitely call me and we can talk through it.
And if the Fed does cut the rates as expected, that little leeway that you're talking about may evaporate pretty quickly.
Exactly. It will. It will evaporate pretty quickly, because as soon as we have more buyers, I'm already feeling it. Just since they've talked about it, I mean, over the holiday weekend, our team did 10 transactions over Labor Day weekend. I mean, it's busy.
Yeah.
It's busy, and people are smart to get out and buy right now. So if you're thinking about it, honestly, I am not a pushy salesperson. As a matter of fact, I will usually talk much harder into trying to talk somebody out of buying a house, making the wrong choice, buying the wrong house, paying too much, than I ever will trying to talk somebody into it. But boy, oh boy, when I see an opportunity, it is my responsibility to educate the public and tell people now is the time, because as rates do go down, prices will go up. Inventory will, you know, start to sell faster. There will be more competition. There will be more multiple offers. There will be sellers that are less excited about worrying about giving you any money towards closing costs or fixing anything on inspection. And we'll get back to, oh, there's an offer that didn't have an inspection. Sorry, we're not going to take yours because you want an inspection. All of those things, guys.
All right. We do need to take another break, Robin. We'll do that, and we will return with more with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome to Saturday morning, News Talk 1340, KROC AM, 96.9 FM with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And Robin, before we took the break and you were talking about, you know, not waiting for the interest rates, it reminded me that when I was at a recent wedding and talking to one of my long time neighbors, and we were, you know, a little bit nostalgic about when we built our homes, and we kind of jokingly said, yeah, we jumped in when interest rates were 10%. And as we moved through the next couple of years, interest rates did slide. But you know, it correlates exactly with what you're talking about. As those interest rates slid, home prices went up very quickly.
Exactly.
So when we got in, we actually got in at a very good price point at a higher interest rate.
Yeah, you're not going to refinance the price or renegotiate the price. What you negotiate and what you pay is what you're going to pay.
And, of course, we did refinance and took advantage of the lower rates.
Yep.
So it was a win-win situation overall.
Exactly. And, you know, I can't say, you know, we used to always say, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the rate. You know, just, you know, you hear the date the rate, marry the house. And you've heard me say it, right? If you find the right house. Now, I can't promise you that rates are going to go way down because, again, over the past 40 years, the average has been 7%, and we're already below that average, right?
Yeah.
So they might go to 5.5%.
7%. When we refinanced for the first time, it was 7%. We were like, this is awesome.
Right. Exactly. You're so right. And it's, you know, I think when you have real life experience, it's so much easier to understand. But even, you know, not just home buyers and home sellers, but even realtors who weren't around before all of this, I hear them say things like, oh my God, this house has been on the market 30 days. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Let's look at the statistics and look at the data and see if that's abnormal. Oh, wow. Isn't that interesting? Here it says that houses between 200 and 300 have been on the market for an average of 48 days before they sell. But guess what? They're still selling for 99.9% of the listing price. So it doesn't mean because it's on the market for longer than it was in a previous market that it becomes distressed merchandise. Okay. So you have to know what's normal for now.
Right. And I imagine with the situation you have buyers who feel they have a little bit more time to shop around before they make that decision to make the offer.
Yes. And so therefore they don't want to commit because they think, oh, there's going to be more coming on the market because again, people have this like, idea that our market is saturated. And we just talked about those numbers. We're not saturated. We are not saturated. We have less than 2 months worth of inventory. What does that mean? That means if not one person puts their house on the market in the next 2 months, which obviously isn't going to happen, but if that happened, we would be out, completely out of houses to sell because we have 2 months worth of inventory, which is not a lot.
No, it isn't. Especially as you pointed out, looking back and not too recent history, the times were double that, and we thought it was, you know, getting close to being short on inventory.
Listen, I remember when I could go to a listing appointment and change it from a 12-month contract to a 6-month contract and think, oh my gosh, this is heaven. We are only going to list for 6 months because I know we're going to have your house listed and sold in those 6 months. And so during the market where things sold so fast, it sounded so ridiculous to say, this contract will end 6 months from now, and they would look at me like, why? And I'm like, well, that's just how the contracts are written, but it's not going to take us 6 months to sell your house. Don't worry. And they're like, well, can we do it for 30 days? And I'm like, well, I mean, you know, but anyway, it's just, it's all relative. And so I guess all of this circles back, and you can sum it up by saying, just like anything else, you have to know and understand the market. Know and understand what the interest rate is and where it's headed. Know and understand what the inventory is and where it's headed. Know and understand where the prices are and where they're headed. What's the average days on market? What's the percentage of your list price to what you're actually going to sell? What is this marketing plan going to look like, and how long is it going to take? Because if you have clear expectations, that's what takes the stress out of the whole real estate transaction. You know, it's like, just understand what to expect. And it's all data, guys, and it's there. If you have somebody who knows how to collect that data and decipher that data and explain to you, then it should be really clear what to expect when it's time to put that house on the market. Or if you're on the opposite end, it should be really clear what it's going to look like to be a buyer and what that timeline is going to look like for you.
All right, Robin, if somebody's out there and they're thinking this house is not big enough for our growing family or other circumstances, and they want to learn more about the things we have been talking about and anything else dealing with real estate, how do they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. I would absolutely love to talk to you. And please feel free to call my cell phone anytime. That number is 507-259-4926. And I honestly look forward to your phone calls.
All right, Robin, have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll chat next Saturday morning.
Congrats again, Grandpa.
Yeah, thanks, Robin. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.